This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
I've been hearing that you push too much.
Yeah,
I've been hearing that you're trying to perform more than be smart about what to do here.
I heard that too, man. We'll
this
see,
is Scoop
man.
City. You know, I'm getting all
everybody,
the scoops.
Everybody's excited, man. I'm just like taking it day by day.
Yeah.
We'll see
how it goes.
Is it
hard
man.
To? Because I feel for you because you obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got. I'm sure you're on a timeline, right? Where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good. But overall. You feel like you're moving
it. I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like we just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right?
100%.
That's the goal as the team right now.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We're taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. That was Steph Diggs with your girl.
Yeah, good sit down.
Diana Rossini.
I don't like how she's jumped in on Scoop City. First of all, her hit rate is below the Mendoza line, so I don't know why she's calling her podcast Scoop City.
Scoops Village, maybe.
I thought Scoops was a thing that we did. I thought we were the Scoops.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be like a real reporter.
Yeah. Like what? Like a village? It's not a city. If you're a 20% hit rate.
Township.
Yeah.
Village, maybe.
Hovel.
Yeah. What is it now?
Hovel? Isn't it like a small hut or whatever?
A hovel?
A hovel?
Yeah, I don't know. Hovel?
I mean, look.
Well,
if you don't know, Nick, you didn't have to chime
I thought
in
I was saying it right.
In fairness, I can't say Billy's name. So I mean,
good friend Billy Lenny. Here he is.
Right
take
after
away,
trending
Billy.
Billy Lenny. I think I had a mini stroke.
You are now, though?
I think so. I'm not actually sure what happened.
It's a hot start to the show today. But yeah, Scoop City sitting
hovel,
down.
Hovel, whatever.
Hovel. Yeah, anyway, she breaks news, also has had a few misses, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, not many of us can be 100% hit rate.
And she's the Adam Dunn of sports news breaking.
It's kind of like the Pats offense yesterday was very Adam Dunn.
Good point.
Home run or strikeout.
Good point.
That's fine. But yeah, that was...
I don't love any of that.
Me
I don't love
neither.
Any of that answer.
And like, I don't...
And that, by the way, was from yesterday. I thought maybe that was an outdated video from New England. She sat down with him in Minnesota.
Wait a minute. So he's like, and maybe he's just lowering expectation or he's throwing you off the scent or he's doing like veteran/coach speak. But I don't know about week one. I'm not that excited about it, and the coaches aren't that excited about it? Does he just mean, like, we're not going crazy about it? Or, like, what is that?
I think
that's a weird phrase.
I do think that's what he meant, but I honestly, I don't know for a fact. But that's my read on it, is he's mean, we're not, like, getting too amped up about it. We're just taking it in stride.
I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
Good. Really plugged
more
in.
More of that on Scoop City. All that and more on Scoop City.
But no, I...
Why don't you just tell me if you're playing week one?
Maybe he's being coy or like playful or whatever.
Yeah,
like
cat in the grass.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
But I don't know. I don't love some of the warning signs with Diggs, where he didn't play in the preseason game, which I don't really care about, but I'm taking note of it.
Uh-huh.
Limited in the joint practice against Washington. I think he was full go yesterday. As far as I can tell, we weren't there.
Didn't
but
really
as far
hear
as I can
much
tell,
about him.
No.
Right?
So Perry highlighted one play that he made down the field, which I saw a video of. Good read by May. Good play by him.
Wait, was that in the 11 or 11s? Because I did see a one-on-one, I think, catch that was pretty sick,
oh,
actually, by the
yeah,
sideline.
No,
did you see that one?
I know the play where he like turned the D-back inside out.
Yeah. Late yes. hands.
Oh, no, that would be Jeff Okuda.
This, oh.
It was?
Yeah.
Former what? Number
four
three.
Overall pick?
I think
third
overall, high
pick overall pick.
On like his third or fourth he overall
had,
team.
But he did have a pretty sick catch.
No, so I know the one-on-one you're talking about. No, this was at least in 7-on-7s,
oh, okay.
Maybe 11-on-11s, but it was more of a full team type of workout. So... You don't get enough from Diggs. Like, the big plays yesterday were Henderson and Hollins. Those were the big plays. There was a great...
Pop Douglas, too, right?
Yeah, there was a great off-platform throw by May to Kayshon Booty. So, like, there's all these plays. There's just not enough of them with Diggs, who was everywhere the first 2 days of camp. We noted it in real time. You're like, man, May's looking his way. He's making plays. There hasn't been enough of it. I don't like the overall trajectory of the news with Diggs. So, if you want to say, like... The Patriots the last week plus, and it hasn't been linear. There's been some trending downward based on the way they practiced after the game against Washington on Friday night. But overall, I'm like, okay, I feel like they're checking boxes against these teams in these preseason games. For Diggs specifically, I feel like there is less and less of that. And if we're nervous about the O-line and we're nervous about the number one receiver...
Yeah.
Maybe I should be a little more nervous about the overall offense and Drake May specifically.
Yes, right. Because I think coming into the year, they had two really, really big holes on the team, and it was left tackle, number one receiver. And so they filled those with Steph Diggs and Will Campbell. So I think if they hit, say, 10 wins on the season, good. Like, I don't know how they do that if those guys struggle, right? And so, like, if they end up hitting the under on that, wouldn't it be those guys are out there and they're not ready for it? It's some combination of they're not ready for it. Because I think the reason why I kind of like the receiver group is because Pop Douglas and Booty and Mac Hollins aren't the number one. Like, if any of those guys are the number one, now they're miscast. And now it's sort of like last year all over again. You need Diggs there at the top. And even he's not going to be 1,500 yards like he was his first year in Buffalo. But he needs to be. I was looking this up because I thought when the first day we saw him at training camp, I was like, oh, hit the over on those yards for the season.
Yeah, I agreed, by the way.
It's 750, which
that's
is not...
That's his over-under?
Yeah. It's not a huge number at all.
I don't love that.
No. But we know they haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2019.
Yeah.
Will this be the year they break that?
Okay, well, I was just going to say, there were 24 guys who had 1,000 yards last year. People think Calvin Ridley was a massive bust last
1,000
year.
1,000 yards, yeah.
In Tennessee, he had 1,000, I mean, barely, 1,017.
So 24, now that includes tight ends, right?
Oh, good point. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is true.
So hang on.
So take out Bowers, take out Kittle.
Probably McBride.
I don't think McBride
Big
got
Trey
there.
McBride?
Well. Right. I'm breezing through it. I don't think he did. Take out Kittle, take out Bowers. I think those are the only two tight ends that got to 1,000.
McBride had 1,146. Also take out Trey McBride.
Yep, scrolled right by Trey McBride. I'm sorry.
What website?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just looking at
it. But either way, so let's just call it 20 receivers.
Okay, but you can also play this game the other way, too, where you go, well, Darnell Mooney missed a game. He had 992. DK Metcalf missed two games, 992. So, like, probably somewhere around that number.
Well, 20, the best ability is availability.
21,
gotta be out there, Darnell Mooney.
21, 24, somewhere in there. But 20-plus receivers, call it.
Will they break that streak this year? It feels like right now, gun to my head,
yeah,
no.
I'm starting to lean no. He asked me this 2 weeks ago at the beginning of camp. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I don't know about that.
Because do you think he's
anybody? Well, back it up. Does anybody outside of Diggs have a chance at it? Like, not Douglas, right?
No.
Not Booty, not Kyle Hollins. Williams, not Hollins.
No, it might be a year where you have like three guys in the 700s.
Right.
And maybe, you know, May still maybe hits his over, which is at 3,200 yards.
So if it's not Diggs, will anybody do it? My answer is no.
No.
And now I'm not feeling good about Diggs
also,
doing it.
I
so my
Diggs,
answer is no, they won't break the streak. No.
I thought Diggs had a chance, but it feels kind of crazy if Vegas is putting the over under at 250 yards less than 1,000.
Mm.
You know, like that's a big number for him to hit. So maybe he goes like 800 yards, hits the over, but the streak continues where they don't have that guy.
Puka had 990 in 11 games.
Puka had 990?
Well,
he's really good.
T. Higgins had over 900 yards in 12 games. So, okay.
Also really good.
But yeah, best availability.
Yeah.
Is,
gotta get on the
best
field,
ability
T.
rather is availability. Good point. T. Higgins misses games.
How many
every
games
year.
Is Puka Nacua going to play this year? You guys heard it too.
Well, how many games is Stafford going to play? Because if he's not out there, that's not going to be good for
maybe
Puka.
None.
That's my guy, Stafford.
Maybe
by the way.
None.
Well, I mean, he's not even practicing.
It's not trending.
Five or six.
Not trending
seven
in a good direction.
You're right.
Devin McCourty was on this morning with the Greg Hill Show
yep.
with Courtney and Curtis, and he had an interesting answer about Steph Diggs.
Oh.
He was part of the preseason
player cast.
Broadcast.
Player cast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So he's got some access down there in New England. Here's what he had to say about Steph Diggs.
Were you surprised by the coach's decision to not play Steph Diggs on Friday?
No, I think with Diggs, and we talked to him after practice, and he was kind of energetic still after the joint practice with Washington. He's, I mean, I told him I could do everything. I'm 100%. He said, but they told him, hey, you know, like, we need you in the games. We need you during those big moments. We want you to be healthy. You've done this for a while now. You've been in preseason games. You've been in practices. We just want to be smart. And I think that makes a lot of sense. As a guy who got to play 13 years, I think there is an advantage to trying to map out a plan for you to be your best in those moments. And he's out there. He's going to be playing, but coming off an ACL, and even though he looks amazing, I give them credit to say, hey, let's not take this too far. Let's not get, you know, this new receiver who we really like and just throw him out there just so we can watch him in preseason. Let's kind of be smart and, you know, take it one day at a time. And I think it will pay off for them. He's playing football. They're just not throwing him out there like he's 25. They're actually thinking about, you know, the miles that he's put on his body and how to best get the best out of Diggs later in the season.
Okay. So that makes me feel a little better.
No, it does. But what I don't understand is, so Steph Diggs tells Devin McCourty that I'm 100%, I can do anything I want. Then he tells Diana Rossini, I'm not sure about week one. I'm really not all that excited about
it. Well, but you know the difference there. One, he's on camera.
Yeah.
And so one, it's like, the other, he probably thinks he doesn't know Devin's going to go blab that on the radio would be my guess.
Maybe. But I don't know. I guess I don't really know what the harm would be of him being like, can't wait to get the season started. She's like, we know you're not on the pup list. You passed your physical. You were there right away. You were doing, you're way ahead of schedule. But now it's almost like, you're publicly so ahead of schedule, and now you're almost like slow playing it a little bit. It's like, no, you're trending towards playing week one, and yet you don't really want to even talk about
and
it.
And here's the thing. I didn't love his answer to Diana Rossini about week one, but maybe he's being coy. My guess is he will play week one.
Same.
But what level of production? And like the whole way Vrabel's managing all these guys, maybe we'll look at it and we'll go, oh, this is brilliant. They're all ready to go. They're all fresh as a daisy
smartest
for week one.
Alive.
They got them all healthy to week one. So great. I mean, maybe we'll look at it. But in the meantime, I wonder if they're getting pushed enough to be out there and ready to go. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on this. Stephon Diggs, his timeline, the Pats roller coaster at joint practices. How you feeling at this point in the preseason with preseason game number two on deck this weekend? Speaking of that, we'll go on the clock at high noon, give you 60 seconds, everything you need to know for the second preseason game. You can mark that down. We'll talk to Rob Bradford less than an hour from now at 11:30. As we'll shift gears into the Red Sox coming up. But on the way next, why are the Pats moving on from all these Belichick guys?
Mm.
And is Vrabel putting enough of a stamp on this roster? We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Kyle Duggar on the first team recently. What does he have to do to get back into the mix?
Well, I think just making sure that he's where he needs to be and understanding that the coverage concepts and everything we do keep working and keep progressing. A lot of this is the guys that have earned a right to take a look with that first unit. And again, that there'll be different lineups and different things. And it's a little just focus on, the reps that you get. And right now that, his attitude's been great. And he's had a long, long recovery in the off season. So just keep, he's been out there and just continue to get better and work. And I think the more that he practices, the better he's going to feel. And the more that it's going to translate onto the football field.
That was Mike Vrabel on Kyle Duggar, demoted to second team. Aggie had a pass interference yesterday. At
not going to help.
Keith.
Nope, not going to help.
I'd imagine that didn't ingratiate himself with the new coaching staff. We got more thoughts on that coming up on, specifically Duggar and his role on the team, but also why Vrabel continues to just move on from Bill Guy after Bill Guy after Bill Guy. Football talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. You can visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I know you thought that was a very interesting answer yesterday from Vrabel about Kyle Duggar. A lot of different ways you could answer that. And he chose to say, well, yeah, he's part of the second team and other guys have passed him by. And, oh, by the way, learned some pass game concepts.
Yeah, he spoke on it for a little bit. And just when you look at what he said, basically it was he's got to be in the right spot. Other guys have earned first team reps. He does have a good attitude. And, we'll see if he works his way back in. Where I would have thought it would have been very easy to sort of like dismiss or brush off that question and just be like, hey, we're doing a lot of mixing and matching. I wouldn't run with these depth charts or whatever. And we know Vrabel has that sarcastic side to him that if you're asking specifically about a former starter getting second team reps, he could easily just like bat that away.
No, it's a good, I didn't think as much of this in real time as you did. And then you said it and it's like, yeah, all he had to say was, we're just getting a look at different guys. We're just rotating guys through because we want to get a look at
them. When we listen to these press conferences, a lot of times, and this was the same with Bill and with Mayo and with Vrabel, as the question is being asked, I immediately try to think of like what the answer might be. And then, so I was shocked. I was actually surprised that it went in that direction and just sort of like confirmed that he's been doing second team stuff and he needs to like work harder to get back to the first team. And you're like, man, if Kyle Duggar, who's one of your highest paid players on the team, is not even a starter right now for you, is he going to stick around?
And again, they're not playing two safeties at a time. A lot of times they're playing three of them. Forget he's not a top two guy.
Yeah,
he's not even a top three guy on the team right now.
Because you can't just gut 53 players from one year to the next. But we've talked about a lot of the leadership guys. Like most of the captains from last year are all gone. You know, Brissett was an easy one, but Dietrich Wise, who we just saw back with Washington, Joe Cardona, David Andrews, Juwan Bentley, all those guys have moved on. There was a few others that you would look at and you're like kind of like a leadership-ish type position that they've moved on from. But there's, of course, going to be holdovers. And I thought if Kyle Duggar made it this far, then you're like, all right, he's probably on the team. Maybe his role changes slightly. But after hearing it yesterday and the way it's gone in practice so far, that would not surprise me. I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest if he's the biggest name cut or, you know, some funky trade where you do like a pick swap or something like that.
So do you think it's just there's an odd fit for Duggar on the roster or, you know, Vrabel talked about this too, and I thought he went into a bit of a sell job mode in case other teams, personnel, people happen to see his answer on Kyle Duggar. He's like, well, he is working his way back from an injury, which he's been doing all offseason. He was getting first team reps. He's been demoted. So, yeah, he was working his way back, but that didn't prevent you from giving him first team reps earlier this offseason. Yeah. Oh, by the way, he's got a great attitude.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just about fit and maybe even like a drop in play since he's come back from the injury? Or is there something bigger going on where Vrabel's just trying to move on from the past, which I don't want to move on from a good player. I think fans overrate Duggar.
I don't think they are, though, like moving on from good players.
I never really loved his game, but moving on from Duggar for nothing would be moving on from a good player. I do think they need to get away from the Bill years. And ironically, bringing Vrabel back is going back to the Bill years.
Yeah.
But I don't hate that Vrabel's doing that. It's like, all right, we're not living in 2018 anymore. Brady's gone. Bill's long gone. It's time to bring in a new era. Like, I don't hate that he's doing so.
But at least Vrabel, and this is a side topic, but at least Vrabel had success away from Bill.
True.
Right? Like, Josh McDaniels really didn't. And so we'll see if he does when he comes back or now that he's back. But, yeah, I think there is something of, like, clearing out the locker room and just changing the culture. I mean, you changed almost all the coaches. You know, like, Jeremy Springer and a couple other guys are back from last year. But the big positions of power are all changed. The captains across the board are all going to be different. And, yeah, you're not going to move on. Like, I can't think of a player from last year, which they weren't very talented. But what player from last year are you like, man, I wish he was still on the team?
Well, I mean, if Andrews had anything left and wasn't retired,
I think he might have been done.
That'd be the one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, but Duggar is a player. I'm not going to lament them cutting Duggar. I just feel like he should have a spot on an NFL roster.
Oh,
why are you cutting
on a team?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that might be the first one where I go, huh. I would say Onwenu's another one that Curran's brought up in the past. Ramondre, like, those are guys that...
I think Onwenu's the safest out of the three just because the group.
Me too, but those are names that have kind of come up where those are actual NFL players. Cardona and guys like
but
this.
But those are... Well, no, I'm not worried about that. But those three guys that you mentioned, it's funny because those were all Bill guys, but weren't they all extended by Wolf?
Yes.
So it's like, all right, you still have Wolf here, whatever the hell he's doing. But kind of quiet.
Yeah, I mean, part of me wonders how much of that was ownership too.
Played that in a while.
They had to justify spending some money with Bill out the door, so the way they spent it was just bringing back all their own crap, which I criticized in real time. I didn't get it. I wanted to move on from a lot of those guys. But now some of them are here, and look, those are all NFL players. I do think they need to clear some of that out. Like, let's move on from the Bill years, and I guess it's a weird guy to do it since he was here. You mentioned he had success without Bill. It's part of why I didn't want McDaniels back.
Yeah.
But okay. Coaching staff is the coaching staff. I think it's okay to clear out some of that roster.
But Vrabel also hasn't been here in 17 years or whatever.
True.
Like, he's gone. He's been around. He went to college, pro,
but
couple
fans
teams.
Still view him as
a Patriot.
Of
course. But, I mean, that was 20 years ago that they were winning Super Bowls. And then he was there for a couple more years and then the whole thing.
So, yeah, I think they need some of that. And hopefully they can get something for Duggar. It doesn't sound like they're going to get much.
No.
You mentioned
a
pick swap the other day.
That's what I think it would be.
It's probably the best they can hope for. And I don't really care about the dead cap hit against the they have the most salary cap space in football. But I'd like to get something back for him at least. Justin is in D.C. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I have two quick questions for you guys if I can get the second one out. The first one is how good do you think this defense needs to be to hit the over, not even make the playoffs?
Top 10.
Like, top 15?
Yeah, definitely top 15, top 12. I mean... Yeah, top 12 minimum, maybe. Go with that.
And then, okay, I kind of agree with that because of all the offensive struggles and Drake May still getting better. My second question then is, are we kind of overrating this defense? And I ask that because we learned from the Giants during the Brady years, you kind of need an elite pass rusher to be an elite defense. They don't have that. Their linebacking group doesn't have a Pro Bowler, but I think they're also kind of low-key mid. And their safeties, you're talking about Duggar, he's also mid. And then the depth of the defense is absolutely atrocious. So I'm just struggling to see where people think automatically this defense is going to get way, way better with all these changes that, also just referenced.
Well, I think coaching would go a long way to that, like Vrabel and his scheme. And
yeah,
that
Mayo,
sort of
Covington, or Vrabel Williams.
Yeah, this.
I'll take that.
But I'll speak for myself personally. I think, if anything, I've underrated the defense. Like, yeah, we spent a ton of time talking about the offense and the offensive line and the wide receivers and Drake May and his development and the McDaniels offense. I haven't spent as much time on the defense. No. And
last year they were 22nd in defense. So, I expect it to go way up.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd place a sizable wager on them being a top 10 defense, but they're going to be improved. They should be in the top half of the league. And, yeah, I think, if anything, I personally am underrating the defense. I don't think I've overrated it at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've underrated it. I more so kind of overlooked it because we've been so focused on all the new offensive players. But I remember when we're at the joint practices, we're at training camp, and you look down and you see Milton Williams and Christian Barmore in the middle with Harold Landry and Keon White. Robert Spillane is good. He's solid, right? So that's an upgrade from what you've had over the last several years. I love the cornerback duo. I think Peppers is solid, too. Like, I think he's above mid, for example. So you put all that together, I'm like, I don't know, I kind of like the defense. Marcus Jones is a good slot corner. Like, I think the defense should be really good. You sprinkle in some coaching. You sprinkle in the fact that they're playing a lot of bad quarterbacks this year. That should be the formula for a top 10, 12 defense.
You didn't even mention Kalavon Chasen, who I think had a good day yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah, that guy's a menace.
Against the guy not named Will Campbell.
Good, I love that.
And so if he's going to do it against another team, maybe there's a little bit more there. No, yeah, I think, if anything, I personally have at least overlooked the defense, as you said, and even underrated it a little bit. But you guys can discuss at 617-779-7937. Day two of joint practices today in Minnesota. You'll hear from Mike Vrabel live in the noontime hour. We got Kiefer Madness for you coming up. We'll go on the clock at high noon. Everything you need to know about Pats Vikings preseason game number 2 in just 60 seconds. We'll do that coming up. A lot of Pats talk in the first hour. Let's get to the Red Sox. They drop a series last night in Houston. They dropped 2 series on their road trip. Alex Cora right in the middle of it. We'll get to all of it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.